Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
One thing I have realized about ignoring my intuition, especially when it comes to dating, is the very thing that I ignored in the beginning and I tried to justify and overlook is the very same thing that will be the reason I leave, however much time later. So I'm asking you, if nobody has asked you, I'm asking you, what has your intuition been telling you about what you spend most of your life doing, what you spend most of your time doing? Are you satisfied with the career you have today? Are you okay doing this another 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years? Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I am your host, Sensi, and here we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. I just want to give a quick disclaimer. I am recovering from a cold. I don't have the Omicron variant. I just had a cold because I went out when it was really cold and I'm just feeling congested, and I can tell I feel like I'm talking nasally, but yeah, anyway, that's just a disclaimer. But anyway, let's get into the episode. So today I am going to talk about why you need to stop doubting your intuition. You need to start paying attention. And this is coming from somebody who was notorious for doing that myself. And I am here to check anybody who is still guilty of doing the same thing, because I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson the hard way. And I just feel like not everybody has to struggle because they're ignoring their intuition. Because some of you might feel like you're wasting time, or you're not, or you just feel like you keep getting hurt in the process of whatever it is you are doing. But I mean, I don't think it's wasting time. I feel like there's a lesson in everything that you're going through. If you feel like you're wasting time or anything, it's because you're not paying attention. You need to pay attention and learn the lesson of whatever it is that you keep doing, because life will send you the same experience over and over until you learn your lesson. But that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I want to talk about why you should stop ignoring your intuition, mainly in two areas of your life, and that is with your career and your love life. In case you are new here, I am the type of person who is going to tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear, okay? And I don't sugarcoat things. I'm just going to say it as it is. And sometimes things can be very triggering. Today is one of those times, okay? Because I'm going to get real. I'm going to get real when it comes to dating and when it comes to your career and what you're doing with your life. I'm going to attempt to try to stop you, or at least educate you, so that you don't get into a mess in these areas in your life by ignoring your intuition. So let us start with your love life. I was going to save this for last, but let me just get the triggering stuff out of the way, like right away. So When I say stop ignoring your intuition around your love life, I'm speaking directly to us women. And I've kind of talked about this in previous episodes where I talk about dating on potential and this, that, and the third. You know, go listen to that if you're interested. But I am going to tell you about me, okay? Because I know I'm not the only one. I know other people will relate to this. I just want you to be honest with yourself. That's all I ask. I just want you to be honest with yourself. Because I feel like as women, I feel like if you have been in a situation where you were with somebody and, you know, you got hints, you started seeing some red flags, your intuition started talking to you about this person, but you kept ignoring it. And then you do what we all do. We all do this. We have all been there. You're lying if you say you haven't. You are lying if you say you haven't. I am just going to be the honest person and tell you about my experience. So what we tend to typically do is when we are seeing somebody in whatever capacity, right? When these red flags start popping up, we start asking for signs. We start praying to God for signs, right? And then when we receive answers to those prayers, when God answers us very clearly, we act blind, deaf, and incapable of understanding English, right? So that is what I am talking about. I am talking about when your intuition is telling you, this is not where you should be, right? This is not the person you should be with. You said you wanted A, B, and C. You're not getting A, nor B, nor C, nor D, nothing, right? You are here for the wrong reasons. This is not the person you are supposed to be with. But for whatever reason, you're still there. So let me give you a practical example in my life. So some time ago, let's just leave it at that, some time ago, I was in a situation, right? I'm going to give y'all too many details because I already shared my podcast on my personal page. But, you know, I was in a situation where I ignored all of the red flags. First of all, I ignored every single one of them, right? Like I imagined that they were yellow or green. I ignored all of it. And then later down the line, I was like, just getting tired of the nonsense. And I was like at wit's end. And that's when I started all the BS. I remember I was in my car. I was about to go get Mexican food, right? And I was in my car and I was like, when I'm in my car, I'll like meditate or like speak to God or like think out loud. That's what I do in my car. So I was in my car. I was about to go get food. And I was like, okay, God, I need you to be very clear, very concise. I need you to tell me if this is where I'm supposed to be or not, right? I was like, tell me if I should leave, right? If you tell me that I should leave because my intuition is saying it's not right, but I want confirmation from you, right? Tell me, do you think I should leave? If you say yes, I swear on my life, I will block him. I will delete his number. Like, that's it. I'm done. Like, that's it, right? God confirmed. Do you think I should leave? Tell me right now. If you say yes, I will end it. Now, when I pray and stuff like that, I usually start getting signs, and it's mainly on social media. It will usually be on TikTok or Instagram, like, because I follow these quote pages and stuff, and I will just see something on my feed that will perfectly relate to whatever prayer I just prayed. That's just me. So I went on Instagram. I was in my car. I was about to drive off. And just right after I said the prayer, I went on Instagram for some reason because I got a notification. As soon as I opened the app, I saw a quote about something about he's not the one or whatever. And I was like, Okay, so God, just to be clear, because here's the thing, I feel like that was very abrupt. You know, like I just prayed and you like answered immediately, or I feel like that wasn't the sign from you that I was asking for, because it was too sudden, right? I was like, God, this came too sudden. This came like really quick. I feel like you didn't really think about it. I feel like you didn't really consider, you know, everything I had invested up until this point. I just feel like this was sudden and this came like really quick. So that probably wasn't you. That was probably already on my feed. So you know what? I want a well thought of answer, right? I want something that you clearly took your time with. I want you to tell me whether or not I should leave. But I don't feel like this is the sign, right? Because it just came too quick. You didn't think about it, God. You didn't think about it. So I'll give you the day, right? We'll just scratch that. I don't know what just happened there, but we'll just scratch that and I'll give you the day. Let me just go get my food, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you the day. You know, like take 24 hours. Take 24 hours. Just think about it, right? And then get back to me. So I went to get my food and I picked it up. And when I got back in my car, I started eating it right away because, I mean, some food, when you buy it, you just have to eat it right away because it's better when it's hot. So I literally just sat there in the parking lot in my car and I was eating it. And I decided to listen to a motivational video on YouTube. The title didn't say anything special. It didn't say anything dramatic. It didn't say anything indicating that, you know, like this is a sign from God or whatever. It was like so unsuspecting. I just clicked a random video. And then in that video, y'all, he was telling a story about how he wanted a new car, but when he lived with his mother and in the driveway, he had an old car on bricks. And then he went and told his mother he was getting a new car. And then his mom said, "Where are you going to put it?" And then every time he would tell his mother about the new car he wanted, his mother would just keep asking, "Where are you going to put it?" So then one day he asked his mother, he said, "Why every time I tell you about the car, you keep asking me, where are you going to put it?" And she said, "Because you're praying for a new car and you have nowhere to put it." And he said, "The moral of the story is some of y'all are asking God for things that y'all don't even have room in your life for. Some of y'all are praying for a good man, but you have a bad one taking up space in your life, taking up your attention. So God cannot send you a better one because you're wasting time with the wrong one." And I'm sitting in my car like, I was like, okay, God, I hear you. That was very poetic, but it was unclear. Like, all of these words confuse me. Like, I just need to know yes or no. You know, like be concise. You know, you give me a whole little video and talking about this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but like you didn't answer my question, right? I asked you a yes or no question and you didn't answer the question. You gave this like poetic response. It's unclear to me what you want me to do. So like, could you just make it very clear? Can I just get a yes or a no? And I went home and I remember later that day, I got on Instagram and I was scrolling and I saw a quote. And I will do my best to find it and put it up on the screen. But I saw a post from one of the quote pages I follow, and it said, "Instead of asking the clown why it's a clown, ask yourself why you keep going to the circus." I was shocked. I was like, So that's how you feel, God? That's how you feel? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing now? That's what we're doing? We being disrespectful now? That's what we're doing? I just asked you a simple question, and that's what we're doing? Okay. That was the last time. That was the last time I asked God for a sign about that specific situation. That was the last time. Now, did I do what needed to be done immediately? That's not your business, right? Because the thing is, sometimes there is a gap between when we understand what we have to do and then when we actually do it. And that's not what I'm talking about today. That's nobody's business. The point is, right, your intuition has been telling you all along, this is not where you need to be. This is not where you need to be. This is not what you need to be doing. Run. And you're like, when you say run, do you run? Like, why do we do this? Like, why do we keep doing this to ourselves? Why do we keep dating on potential? Why do we keep subjecting ourselves to this misery? Why do we keep ignoring our intuition? Stop ignoring your intuition. It's there to help you. It's there to help you. It's only trying to help you. Stop asking for signs. You don't need any more signs. Start paying attention to the signs. Stop turning the red flags yellow and then green. And if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. If somebody painted this picture, you know, don't go over there and be like, well, I don't think they meant to paint that picture that way. I think they meant exactly what they said, and they said what they meant. Okay? Stop trying to create this picture, create this image that is not there. Stop ignoring your intuition. Do not go into 2022 ignoring your intuition. Like, let me tell y'all, I remember reading a tweet a long time ago that said every woman has like 79 I'm done's before they actually leave, and bear with your friends because some of them still on number 35. And I was like, that is like the most accurate thing I can think of, because how many times do you say you are done? How many times do you ignore your intuition? How many red flags do you need to see before you leave? Stop ignoring your intuition, because one thing I have realized about ignoring my intuition, especially when it comes to dating, is the very thing that I ignored in the beginning and I tried to justify and overlook is the very same thing that will be the reason I leave, however much time later. Like, it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be years for some people. Some of us stay in relationships for years and waste all this time just to be unhappy about the same thing every single year, every single month, every single day, every single minute. And it's the same thing your intuition told you about in the beginning, that this is a red flag, and you decided to wait on this person. You decided to look at the potential that 3 years later has not manifested, has shown no signs of manifesting. And some people tend to be in those situations and go around blaming other people, like, why is this person like this? Why is it? Stop going to the circus. Stop going to the circus. Stop getting around clowns and asking them to stop being clowns. Stop going to the circus. Take some accountability, y'all. I am not going to act like I'm saved and sanctified when it comes to this this specific area. But what I can say is I have gotten a lot better with it, okay? And I do not have these problems in my life anymore. Currently, I noticed that I have gotten a lot better at addressing things. And when I say addressing, I mean, if it's like a non-negotiable, if it's something I will not tolerate, I'm going to tell you once. Okay, I'm going to tell you once. Do with that what you may. But if we have this issue again and it's something that I really don't like, bye. bye, blocked. You know, so that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. And I'll stop here to give you a moment to pick up your jaws. I know that could be very triggering for some people. You know, if I had to listen to an episode like this, you know, even like a few months ago, I would have probably turned it off because I would not have appreciated it. But like I said, I will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Okay. Do not listen to this podcast if you are looking for somebody to enable your bad habits. That is not what is going to happen here. This whole show is about taking accountability. Okay. All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I need to tell you about something that's going to be a game changer for you. If you are anything like me, you want to become the best version of yourself, and you had this idea of what that looks like, but it's not really clear. It's like kind of vague, and you find that sometimes it's hard to manifest exactly what you want, because sometimes even when you set goals and you accomplish them, you still don't always feel fulfilled. That's because you're not aligned, because you probably have been letting society dictate what success looks like and what you should be doing with your life and following that. And now you're seeing that it's not giving you the satisfaction that you want. So I'm here to help you clarify exactly what the best version of yourself looks like so that you can be more intentional about your goals and you can become more aligned. So I created 3 journals to help you with that: the self-reflection journal, the relationship journal, and the visionary journal. If you are serious about becoming the best version of yourself, then go to www.secludedthoughts.com/journals. I will also leave the link in the description. Now back to the episode. Now, let us just move on to the second part, the second aspect of your life where I know most people tend to ignore their intuition. And this one, I think, is more common for both men and women. So I feel like more people, not just women, will be able to relate to this one. So let's talk about your career, shall we? How do you feel about what you do for a living? How do you feel about what you spend at least 8 or 9 hours of your day doing almost every single day, 5 days a week, right? 40, 45 hours a week, for some people more. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? How do you feel about what you do day in and day out for most of your life? Because according to the American dream, you're going to work until you're 65 and retire, right? Now, that's not the reality for some people, but for most people who never took the time to actually think about what they want to do with their lives, technically that's the road you're on right now. Like working until you're 65 and then praying for the best with your retirement. So how do you feel about what you do for most of your life? Because when you think about how many hours you spend at work, that takes up a significant portion of your life. Like pretty much most of your life will be spent in your career, right? Doing what you do. That's a very long time to do something that you don't like. So that's why I'm asking you, how do you feel about what you do almost every day of your life? Be honest with yourself. How do you feel about it? Because like I said before, a lot of people never really consider what kind of lifestyle they want. They never really consider how they want to live their life. So by default, you are going on that work till you are on that path to work till you're 65 and retire because you never really considered what you actually wanted to do. So that's the path you're going on right now. So are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Does that support the type of lifestyle you want to live, the type of lifestyle you see yourself living? Are you okay doing what you're doing at your job for another 5 years every day, another 3 years, 1 year, 1 month? I mean, we go into the great resignation right now because a lot of people have already realized that it's not worth it and they want to do other things and they don't really like their jobs. They don't really like the whole hustle and grind mentality when it comes to like working in corporate or working for big corporations and stuff like that. So I'm asking you, if nobody has asked you, I'm asking you, what has your intuition been telling you about what you spend most of your life doing, what you spend most of your time doing? Are you satisfied with the career you have today? Are you okay doing this another 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years? And are you doing it for you? That's a big one. Are you doing it for you? Or are you trying to please other people? Are you doing what is expected of you? Let me be real. Let me be transparent. And let me give you an example in my own life, so it's not just me asking you a bunch of questions. So for me personally, I have already told y'all in prior episodes that I went to college for accounting. And I knew I didn't want to be an accountant, but it came easy to me. And to me, choosing accounting was easier than being undecided. Having something to work towards was better than having nothing in my mind. I did not like ambiguity. I did not like the idea of spending all this money in college to be undecided. That didn't really make sense to me. And I don't know, I was just good at accounting. So I was like, let me do accounting. And then the crazy thing is, so that's why I stuck with it, right? But I actually enjoyed it, but not in a sense of this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I feel like with other college students, we are expected to know very young what we want to do. And we never even have experience in whatever it is we are pursuing. So that's why I'm asking you, like, why are you doing what you are doing? Is that what you really want to do? I was on a whole career path to do something I didn't want to do. And the crazy thing is, if you don't know, like, at least the traditional route, if you're going to be in accounting and you really want to be like a good accountant, is to get your CPA license, which is a certified public accountant license. And the crazy thing is, I remember I was like looking up requirements for the CPA exam and like graduate school for my master's degree. And I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I don't even want to do this. So for the people who are listening who might be in school, why are you there? Like, are you doing this for you? Is that what you really want to do? Are you, whatever you're about to take out all of these student loans for, whatever you're about to go into debt for, is that what you really want to do with your life? What is your intuition telling you about what you are doing or what you are pursuing? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. I knew, the crazy thing is, I was in my accounting class one day and we were doing bank reconciliation statements. And I literally sat there and I was like, oh my God, is this what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life? And I was like traumatized. I was like, I cannot be looking at bank recon statements like for years. I was like, this is not appealing at all. So long story short, I didn't end up working in accounting. But I still graduated with the degree because I let the expectations of other people have me in a chokehold, and my fear of not knowing what I wanted to do with my life, I let that dictate what I graduated with a degree in. And the crazy thing was, I had a 4.0 throughout college and I was doing really well and I was doing all of these things. So to everybody, it was like, oh, you must really have your life together. You know, you're actually going to be a CPA. Some people actually, it's funny, but I remember sometime, like, when I go to my grandparents' house, my grandfather asked me, like, so are you going to get your PhD at... I will not. I have no intentions of going back to school. I have no intentions of doing that. But my degree did not go to waste. Let me just say this. The reason I stuck through it also, not just because of expectations and all of that. The reason I stuck to it was because I realized that every business needs an accountant, and I was actually learning things from an accounting perspective that would benefit me in my entrepreneurial endeavors. So like all of the work I do on a side outside from my job, it's very well managed from a financial perspective because I do have that accounting background. And I work in finance, which is not the same as accounting, but it helps. So I am telling you this because I know a lot of other people, especially college students, we go to school, we're expected to know what we want to do with our lives. And then for things we have no experience in, like how do you know you want to be an accountant if you have never done accounting before? You have no idea what the job entails. How do you even know that? And then what if you get into accounting and you realize that's not what I want to do? And the crazy thing is when I was going to all of these networking events, I met people who actually told me they started off in one field and they switched to something completely different. And I feel like that should be the norm. It should be normal for us to say, okay, I was doing this all my life and now I decided to change my mind. Instead of you have to go this traditional route, you have to be in certain professions in order to be successful. You have to know what you want to do with your life. You have to have everything figured out. And the reason I say all of this is because all of these external pressures make people do all of these things and they doubt their intuition when their intuition is telling them, no, you actually don't want to be a doctor, so don't go to med school. Don't incur all of this debt and study and do all of this. Like, and med school is so, I don't know, because I was never really a science person. Science always made me feel sick. So I have no idea the average length people are in school for when it comes to medicine, but I'm going to assume it's like 50 years because it feels like forever to me. So do you really want to be in med school for like 50 years and you don't, like, your intuition is telling you you don't want to do this. This is not what you are meant to do. You don't want to do this, but you're still doing it. You're still going to the classes. You're still going to the hospital if you're already in med school or whatever. You still go into your job every single day and your intuition is like, this is not where you are meant to be. Some people, like, as soon as their job pisses them off, like within 2 seconds, you're on Indeed. You're on LinkedIn. You're looking for another job already. It's because you know you don't want to be there in the first place. Like, you are on LinkedIn every day while you're working. Like, come up with a plan. Okay, come up with a plan. I'm not going to sit here and tell people to quit their jobs immediately because I know people have bills. You know, I'm not saying be reckless. I'm just saying if you are in a situation that you don't want to be in, at least start thinking about your game plan, because I read a quote from, what's his name? Steve Jobs, that said, your life is going to be, I'll just paraphrase because I don't remember it, but he basically said, your work is going to take up a significant portion of what you do in your life. So make sure that it's meaningful. Make sure you actually enjoy it. Y'all get what I'm trying to say, okay? Your job is going to take up a significant portion of your life. That's where you spend most of your time throughout the day. You spend most of your day working. So make sure you're working on something you actually enjoy doing. Like, just make sure there's not so much mental conflict and you're not constantly in a mental battle with yourself all the time, because you're waking up every day to go spend 8, 9, 10, 11 hours at a job that you don't like. It's not always easy to, like, suddenly just quit and leave. People have different circumstances, but at least start thinking about what you actually want to do. If there's any hobbies you enjoy that you could potentially monetize, like, start thinking about what you want to do. Stop ignoring your intuition if you are currently doing something or pursuing something that you don't actually want to do. Because like I said before, years down the line, you will end up, if you don't end up like one of those people who are so miserable about their job and they bring that negative energy everywhere they go and they're always complaining about their job, they always have all of this negative energy around them because they hate their lives because they had a job they don't like, but they don't want to leave. If you don't become one of those people, the other alternative is you will be one of those people who, okay, cool, you had the courage to leave, but you spent like 5, 10, 20 years in an industry doing something you hated, and it's better to listen to your intuition late than never. But all I'm saying is, if it's already telling you in the beginning stages that, hey, this is not what you should be doing, this doesn't feel right, this is not comfortable, and not in the sense of running away from your comfort zone, which is a good thing, but there's too much resistance and tension there because it's not meant for you. If your intuition is giving you all of these signs about your career or your relationship, okay, listen to it, because if you don't ignore it and end up in a miserable life that you hate and you pass all of that negativity on everybody you encounter, then you will be one of those people who feel like you wasted so many years of your life doing something or pursuing something that in the beginning your intuition said no. And then you wasted like 5, 10, 15 years, and now you had the courage to leave, and you have all of this regret, all of this resentment because you waited so long. Let me tell you, number one, it's not a waste of time. You had to learn something in the process, okay? I don't believe anything is a waste of time. Like I said, just pay attention and learn the lesson. But the main thing is, if you are one of those people who, congratulations, will eventually leave and listen to your intuition. In my experience, like I said, I've realized that what you end up leaving for, whether it's a job or a person, what you end up leaving for in the end is always the same thing your intuition warned you about in the beginning. Stop looking at potential. Stop trying to please other people and live up to other people's expectations and make all of these things have you in a chokehold and make you live your life trying to please other people or look good for other people, and then you're miserable every day of your life. It's not worth it. That is all I have to say in today's episode. If you can relate, leave a comment on YouTube and let me know your thoughts. You know, I'm curious. I'm curious to see what people have been ignoring their intuitions about, and if you've had any experiences where, like I said, in the end, what you eventually left for is the same thing your intuition tried to warn you about. So yeah, that's all I have to say this week. If you are not sure about your career, your relationships, whether it's family, friends, or your romantic partner, whatever, or you just need some, you know, you just need some journal prompts, you just need help trying to figure out what you actually want in these aspects of your life, I did create 3 journals to help you do that: the self-reflection journal, the relationships journal, and the visionary journal. The visionary journal is really about defining your ideal life so that you can actually become the best version of yourself. And the others I feel like are pretty explanatory. It's pretty much to help you reflect on yourself and your relationships and start defining what you want in these aspects of your life. So if you're interested, you can go to shop.secludedthoughts.com. I think they will help you get a lot of clarity, especially when you're making your vision board for 2022. You need to look within first, okay? You need to do some assessments before you start printing out images and putting them on your wallpaper or a poster to hang up and have it look aesthetically pleasing, and you didn't do any internal work to really assess what it is you want. Don't put things on your vision board that you know you are pursuing just because other people expect that of you. Listen to your intuition. Get the journals if you need help clarifying what you actually want in your life and not what society has conditioned you to believe that you should want. And yeah, that's all I have to say this week. I will talk to you next Sunday.